Caught in a whirlwind of travels as a child, self-taught photographer Nina Titovits needed an artistic outlet to express herself and to unload the extreme visual stimulus. Nina is known for her mastery of storytelling and her ability to capture raw, natural beauty with her camera. She shoots both digital and film on location with all natural light. Today, my guest is El Paso-based photographer Nina Titovits. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So the name Titovits, if you're in the arts in El Paso, you kind of know that there are some painters.
There's two. Mm-hmm. Two lucky individuals. Yes, so those are my parents, Luba and Alexander Titovits, and they're phenomenal painters. I'm really happy to call them my parents. So, yes.
What was it like growing up in a household of artists?
Super interesting. I think most people, when I tell them what my parents do, they're always like, oh my gosh.
Right, because that's two. Usually there's one.
Usually you have one who's like into computer science one artsy one. So definitely a lot more normal than it seems. I've always been surrounded by art in one way or another. So a lot of classical music, a lot of opera, ballet. Both of my parents are from Russia. So there's a country with a ton of culture.
Yeah.
And so that's always been very normal. And it's been amazing. It's fascinating. It definitely has had a huge impact as to how I see the world. I think we're all incredibly visual people. And so when we're describing things, even we can't write it down. Like if we're telling someone how to get somewhere, we have to write it out. We have to be like, okay, let me get like a paper and a pencil so I can draw it out for you. And so it's definitely had a huge impact on how I am as a person today.
But that speaks to the power of observance, right? I mean, it must mean that you are always hyper aware of where you are.
Yes, definitely. So my dad, his art in particular, he has a lot of landscapes and he does some portraits as well. And so the way he sees the world in that realm has a huge impact on me. And then my mom in particular, she does a lot of, I'll call them caricatures of people in a sense. And so the way I look at people just on the street is definitely the way she does. And that I kind of see people as these funky individuals with their own little personality and definitely like caricatures of themselves. So
you grew up traveling and seeing, and I guess that's part of being a child of artists.
I had the best childhood ever. I will argue that anyone on that for sure.
You're like, I win.
Growing up, my parents had a lot of art shows across the United States. And so a normal thing for us would be we'd load up in our minivan and we'd head out and it was me, my sister, and my parents. And they had, for example, a gallery in Carmel, California. And so we drive to California and make stops on the way. And so we always got to see these amazing new landscapes and stop in towns that you'd never heard of or seen and see people that you couldn't even imagine.
Art does bring out the characters for capita.
It does. It does. I am fascinated with people in their natural element. I think nowadays people are always camera ready.
Mm-hmm.
The minute a phone comes out or a camera comes out, everyone's doing the teapot and getting excited. And so I really try and see people as they are in their natural element, because I think that's when they're the most beautiful and the most interesting.
So how do you capture them? How do you get them out of the teapot, out of the like the pose and their good side? And you know,
a lot of sneaking around for sure. I definitely kind of like to, if I'm in a new city, I like to kind of stand on a certain corner where I like how the background looks and just kind of see, get comfortable, get people comfortable around me and kind of slowly pull my camera out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when you just like have it out and in people's faces, they're immediately like, ooh, she's taking pictures. Like, look at her. And so I definitely try and kind of get comfortable with my surroundings and get a feel for it and snap the picture whenever I get the chance.
And that natural light, is that?
Yes, natural light is a huge thing for me. So I am not huge on the technical side with photography. And I think it's definitely something that I'm still working on and learning. And so using natural light is the easiest thing for me. And I think it's, again, some of the most beautiful images are caught with just natural light. And I think all artificial light is just trying to be natural sunlight. Yeah, we're all trying to get the sunset hour 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So the golden hour. And so definitely using natural light in any way that I can.
And something about mastering natural light makes everything else just so much easier because you are in tune with your environment, because you have to
be. Yeah, definitely. And I think even then, sometimes like when I was really first picking up the camera and decided I really want to do this, I forced myself to kind of go out at the weirdest times of the day. So like 12 in the afternoon, when you have this really harsh sunlight. Blah. Yeah, not the most flattering, and just kind of trying to make it work. And I think that's something that's helped a lot too. So it doesn't matter what time of day it is. I don't have to wait till 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or I don't have to wake up super early in order to capture the best images. You can get them any time of day.
So you have a show up at the PDA Gallery.
I do, yes.
And it closes today, but the good news is that we can see it today.
Yes, definitely. Come check it out.
So tell us about it.
The show is entitled Head in the Clouds, and it's my very first photography exhibition.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been quite a ride. It's something that I thought of doing, I'm going to say, earlier in the year, and it kind of came into fruition towards the end of the year. It's an accumulation of about 4 years of shooting worldwide, so from places like San Francisco to El Paso to Mexico and Europe. And I'm personally a bit of an introvert, mm-hmm. and so I'm kind of always spaced out and in my own head the majority of the time. And so one of the things that I wanted to do with the show was kind of give that feeling of just spaciness and dreaminess, and then also showcase literal clouds. Right. So you get the feeling along with the actual clouds. And it's titled Head in the Clouds because, as you said, I love to travel, and it's something that's almost second nature to me. Yeah. And so I spend a lot of time on airplanes and on the road, and so I always capture images during those times and in different places. And so I wanted to kind of bring all these photos together and showcase them with not only the feeling of kind of having your head in the clouds and being dreamy, but also the literal.
You kind of hinted that you're an introvert. So does the camera help you be in the world?
Yes, for sure. I hide behind my camera as much as possible. I, like people say, kind of like your other eye. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of how I put myself in uncomfortable positions and kind of how I put myself out there. A lot of times when I'm shooting on the street somewhere new, I wouldn't regularly just go up to someone and say, hey, can I take your picture? Hey, let's have a conversation. And so I use my camera as kind of a way of getting to know people and getting in situations that maybe I wouldn't have put myself in without it.
And it seems like people respond to a camera too. Like it,
yes.
It is. It doesn't have to say much to people. Like, yes. They know you're going to take a picture.
Yes, definitely. It's nice. I mean, nowadays people are definitely well-versed in cameras, whether it be your iPhone or a Canon or whatnot. And so you get some people who are like, no, don't take my picture. I've been yelled at a number of times.
Sure. It happens. Part of being a street photographer.
Yes, definitely. It's exciting, though. It's exciting. It definitely gets the blood pumping. But for the most part, yeah, people are excited about it. And they want to know more as to like why you're taking the picture. And so you kind of get to know each other through it as well.
You said you had the goal of having this show, and now here it is.
Yes.
What's next on the horizon, or what else would you like to do? Like, with your head in the clouds, what is the biggest thing in your brain that you want to get out?
So I definitely want to continue with the shows. I think doing them on a bigger scale and definitely incorporating maybe El Paso in particular, because I think El Paso is a place that's definitely shaped me, and a lot of people don't show too much love to El Paso, so I definitely want to show my love to El Paso, and it's a beautiful place. And so definitely more shows, maybe even kind of jump into film or making anything that has to do with videography. It's kind of been a taboo thing for me, but I think that would definitely be the next steps.
So I have to ask, because you're both of your parents are artists,
yes.
What did they think when you're like, guess what? I want to be an artist too.
So they were really excited. So from a young age, both of my parents taught my sister and myself how to draw and paint. And I think as a kid, you always kind of rebel against what your parents want you to do. And so they were very much like, you guys should be artists and painters. And so I was like, no, Mom, I'm going to do business. And so I kind of went the other direction. But it's such a norm for me. And it's my whole life revolves around art in one way or another that it's hard to avoid it.
Right.
And so I think once I kind of got into photography more and I got a bit more confidence and I met more people were like, oh, I really like what you do. I was like, you know what? I do want to do this. I do want to have my show. I do want to be a photographer. So they were super excited.
There's another place, I think, where I first saw your photograph, and it's on a gigantic scale.
It is, yes.
As the Electric Cactus.
It is, yes. That was an amazing opportunity. A huge thank you to Octavio, the owner of Electric Cactus. He reached out to me. I worked with him on a bit of different commercial projects. And so I had put this photo up on Instagram, and he contacted me and he's like, hey, I need this picture. And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you need this picture? And he was kind of like slowly gave me the details, and we made it work. And it was this super exciting thing. And now I have a massive 40-foot image on a wall. So
it's insane. Yeah. And it feels like you're out in the desert. If we could describe the image, I mean, it is. It's a desert landscape. There's a lot of sand. You can kind of see some, you know, dunes, a little bit of green. And is it a sunset or a sunrise?
So it's actually the supermoon that was in 2014, I believe. And I was driving towards Nevada, towards Las Vegas. And on our way, kind of when we were leaving El Paso, I got to capture it. And there it is today.
It's so cool. And it really does shape the environment.
It does, for sure. Yeah, it does, for sure. It definitely showcases our desert and my home. So it feels really natural. And it's very fitting.
So if you want to see Nina's work, today is your last opportunity to catch it at PDA. That gallery is downtown on Mills Avenue. So you could go to Winterfest and cross the street. And
yeah, it's right there.
Check it
out.
Super
convenient. And you can stop by even next door and grab a drink. So it's a full day of activities.
One-stop
shop. Yes, definitely.
So do check out the show. The gallery opens at 3 today?
Yes, it'll be open at 3 and it will close at 9 p.m. So stop by.
And if you miss the gallery, go to the Electric Cactus and you can see one really large image. Nina's.
Yes, I also have a website and it's ninatitovets.com, and I have a lot more work up on there, and people can see a bit of what I do.
I should also encourage people to follow you on Instagram, because that is a beautiful living gallery.
Thank you so much.
And it's at her_vision.
Yes.
That's where you can find Nina on Instagram.
Yes.
Today, my guest has been photographer Nina Titovets. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.